Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or Dating.
DNA or Dating, this is fun, and here is how it works. There's a couple in the studio. They are either related or in a relationship. Their job is to trick us, and our job is to work out which of them they actually are. You can see the couple on our Facebook page right now. Search Stav, Abby and Matt.
So in the studio, we have Dylan and Timmy. So they are either brothers or they're dating.
Mm.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Are they brothers or are they lovers?
Hey. Okay, maybe I'm going to start by asking the ages. How old are you, Timmy?
21.
All right.
And I am 28.
Okay. That's not going to help, is it?
No.
Okay, so we've got 7 years between the two of you.
Yeah.
Tim, what do you do for work?
I work for the lotto.
Oh, wow. Hi.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
What do you do for
that? They could be brothers.
I work closely with the retailer. So basically, if they have any, like, basically mechanical issues, I'll work with them virtually just to, like, basically fix their printers or terminals.
Oh, right. Okay.
All right. And Dylan, what do you do?
I work as a mechanical fitter. I install machinery for wrapping pallets for freight and stuff like that.
Right.
Okay, right. Mm-hmm. So one works on computers, one works with their hands.
I was going to say that Dylan has glasses, so maybe they're not related. But then my brother has glasses and I don't.
You just
so
got that some.
No, but that doesn't make it. It's not everyone, is
it? Not all the time, no.
Okay. Dylan, what do you like to do on the weekends for fun?
So I like playing computer games, I like going to gym, and I like taking the dogs for a walk.
All right.
And what about you, Timmy?
I like going to crashes, fires, and taking photos of them.
That's
like
fun.
You like what? Taking photos of fires and crashes, basically people's miseries.
Okay. Yeah.
You openly say that. That's, wow.
What do you mean? So you'll go to a car crash and take photos?
Yeah. And basically just sell it to the news.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're not joking.
No, actually, seriously.
So do you have, like, some sort of radio that you check? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did you start that?
Just for fun. I just got bored one day and I decided to go to a crash and I enjoyed it.
Dylan, how do you feel about that?
It's different.
How does your mum feel about that?
She loves it because whenever she will see a crash, she'll get out, she'll basically put cones up and put on her, like, her fluoro vest and just start stopping traffic to help out as well.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's so you've got in your bedroom or your car, you've got like a two-way radio.
Yeah. And I use Twitter as well.
And I guess you're allowed to do that. It's not legal. Yeah. And then how much do you sell these photos for? This has really gone off the topic of DNA or dating, but how much do you sell it for?
Well, it depends. If somebody's obviously passed away, well, then they want to buy it. They want to have it.
Right.
Wait, are you, as in the family will buy it from you?
No, the actual like media. So basically, like say if it's like for one media, if they want it, if it's like a big one, they'll offer more money so they can have it like exclusively. Just
do you ever
for them.
Feel bad for the family?
Not really.
It's OnlyFans for psychopaths.
No, well, that's in the news. He's not selling it to
psychopaths. Wow. Okay.
And then you take that money that you earn and you spend it all on Tim.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Right.
What's your favourite family member, Dylan?
It would probably be my mother.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what about you?
Our brother, Daniel.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Did he get in a car crash and got a sick photo or something?
Oh, my God. You guys are very interesting.
I'm just going to be honest here. I'm going to say, Tim, you give off a real gay vibe.
Right. Yeah.
Dylan, you not so much.
But they're trying to trick us.
No, totally.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of a blokey vibe from you, Dylan.
Is that because he's wearing high vis?
I bet you he borrowed it just to throw us off.
Yeah. Just in his answers, the very short answers where... You know, Tim's like, it gives you all the information.
Yeah, but every gay couple that I marry, it's the same.
Yeah, one chatty, one
not. One chatty, one, one's not.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, I just, yeah.
Like every hetero couple.
Yeah, exactly. Wait a minute, is everyone the same, really?
Could you, okay, Dylan, what in your eyes is an attractive man?
That's a hard question. I guess, like, objectively, like, someone who's just good-looking, a gym person, maybe.
Mm-hmm. That's what my hubby would say.
Like, you know, someone who looks after himself, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So muscular. Hair or no hair on the body?
Well, given that I have no hair, I'm going to say no hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you a waxer, or do you shave?
I just cannot grow hair.
Okay, naturally.
What sort of sport do you like, Dylan?
Sport?
Like, do you ever play sport growing up?
Played a bit of AFL and stuff like that when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bit of rugby and that, but Now it's just gym.
Just gym. Okay. And what about you?
No, I don't like sports.
You don't like sports, don't like okay.
No. There is. He's gay.
They wear short shorts. My friends come to the AFL with me.
Who's your ultimate fella, Tim?
Oh, I was just to say, oh, like somebody who I like?
Yeah, well, yeah. Is it a Chris Hemsworth type? Like,
oh,
what's your
Tom
ultimate?
Holland.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, massively.
Okay. Yeah.
He shoots
webs. He's Spider-Man, isn't he?
He is Spider-Man. Well done.
Into gymnasts.
I think I've made a decision.
I've made a decision as well.
I thought of a way we could definitely get the decision. Want to make them patch?
If that's what you want to see, mate, you just ask them.
They've said
just
no.
Ask them.
They've said no.
Okay,
just, okay. Just ask them.
Do you want to kiss Stav?
They're definitely gay.
You want to take a photo of a crash? Because there's one right here. An emotional crash. I'm an emotional wreck.
Do you want just send him the footage after, okay? Of them, if you're kissing, that's what he's sort of.
I mean, there was no thinking. It was no. No. Okay, all right. We'll come back. We'll make our decision. Okay.
All right. All right. You can see Tim and Dylan on our Facebook page right now. Search Stav, Abby and Matt. Are they brothers or are they lovers? We will find out when we come back here at B105.
Stav, Abby and Matt's DNA or dating.
DNA or dating. This is where we get people in. We try and find out, are they related or are they in a relationship?
We have Dylan and Timmy, and this is a bit of a difficult one because are they brothers or are they dating? These are the questions that we've asked so far and what they've answered.
21.
And I am 28.
I work for the lotto.
I install machinery for wrapping pallets for freight and stuff like that. I like playing computer games.
Uh-huh.
I like going to gym and I like taking the dogs for a walk.
I like going to crashes, fires and taking photos of them.
You're like, what?
Taking photos of fires and crashes, basically people's miseries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you're not joking.
No, actually, serious.
Dylan, when did you realise you were gay?
I'm not.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, but hang on, is that a trap, though?
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to trick you.
And it's down to decision time. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Do okay.
Yeah, go.
We can say it at the same time.
No.
Right? No. No. I reckon that they are... Oh, I keep switching. I reckon they're dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon they're dating. And I do think that it is quite hard because I think that, Timmy, you're obviously gay, but mm-hmm. I don't know what vibe Dylan gives off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you'd probably work in a very male-orientated field as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so I wonder if that just, I don't know, he gives that blokey vibe.
Mm. And I mean, we're also trying to work off here the stereotype of you just expect every gay person's flamboyant. You know, that's not always.
Yeah. Oh, no, of course not.
That's true.
Of course not. But I don't think they've given each other crap enough to be brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that's just from my kids.
What?
So there's 7 years between them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I reckon they met online.
Mm.
Oh, you reckon like Grindr?
Like some gaming thing.
What do you think, Matt?
I reckon they're brothers.
Mm.
As soon as you say that, I start going, oh, my God, they've got the same nose. Oh, my God, they've got the same eyes. Oh, my God, of course.
Yeah, I say brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say Dylan's extremely uncomfortable with this segment.
I'm going to say brothers too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Please tell us you are...
Dating.
Oh! God damn it! Well done!
But then, so then when we asked if you were gay, you said no.
Well, of course he's trying to trick us.
Well, is that just a blatant lie?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just asking.
How did you guys meet?
Grindr.
And there was another one where you said when we asked favourite family member and you said our brother.
Yeah.
Because
they're trying to trick you, Steph.
That's actually his brother.
I actually have a twin brother.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's handy.
Oh. Oh, my God, and you're not joking. You really like that look.
Wow. Well done, boys. Well done.
And, you know, all jokes aside, Dylan, you're not overly camp, and I don't know whether you were just playing that character, but do people quite often get surprised when they find out you're gay?
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
God, I should have made them pash.
But now, I guess it is, like, you do have quite similar eye colour as well. Like, have you ever been mistaken for brothers or not? No.
Yeah, once. We do get mistaken a bit.
Okay. And the other stuff, obviously, it wasn't meant as so the car crashing thing, that was true?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Just checking.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, Dylan?
it was interesting when I first met Tim, but now I've just gotten used to it. He goes off and does his own thing, so...
He's an open book. He'll say it as it is, hey.
That's it.
So, obviously, you start dating. How does Tim tell you about that hobby?
A siren went off and he said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
Pretty much.
I think it was very gradual.
For a while there, he just thought he was Batman. Anytime he hears a siren, I've got to go.
Because, I mean, it's just a job. And the starter didn't turn you off at all?
No, I found it actually, quite interesting because I'd never heard of anyone doing it before, I guess... That makes sense, right? They got to get the photos somewhere.
Yeah, true.
Oh, well, thanks for coming in. You're a lot of fun. Thanks for being part of the segment.
Thank you.
And you tricked us. Well, not always. You didn't trick Abby.
No. Well done.
Do you want to kiss him now? I'm only joking. If you want to be a part of this, if people get you confused for a relative when you're actually together or vice versa, give us a buzz. 131060. Be a part of DNA or dating here at B105.